Well, well, here we are.
How can we love our country and not love our countrymen?
I have really nothing to, how do you answer that?
I feel like I'm taking crazy pills!
Hello, you speak English, sir? Parlo usted inglés?
All right, people, we're going to try something a little different today.
We are a nation that has a government. Not the other way around.
Don't mess with the bull, young man. You'll get the horns.
I cannot solve your problem, sir. Only you can.
We, as Americans, have the capacity now, as we've had in the past, to do whatever needs to be done to preserve this last and greatest bastion of freedom.
Discussing the issues that actually matter. Finding the answers using logic and reason. KLZ 560 presents Rush to Reason. Now here is your host, John Rush.
All right, hour number two here at Rush to Reason, KLZ 560. This is your vice host, Andy Pate, filling in for John Rush, who's taking a well-deserved day off. And on the line, we have former Colorado Secretary of State, Scott Gessler. Scott, how are you doing?
I'm doing well.
Awesome. Well, I hear that you're getting along really well with the Denver Post. Is that correct?
Yeah, well, the Denver Post sort of irritated me the other day on one of their stories about ballots and voting and eligible electors. So
now,
that got me a little frustrated.
Before we even go into it here in a moment, I'm going to read off just their first three little paragraphs, because the way they frame this is just hilarious. I mean, you would think that they're writing questions for these presidential debates. It's so biased. It's just off the map. I couldn't believe it. I can see why you got upset. But first, folks, if anybody out there wants to talk to Scott about voter fraud here in Colorado, any concerns you have, anything that you think you can do, or any other Colorado political issues, please call in at 303-477-5600. Scott's going to be here for two segments. All right, Scott. So here's the article. It says, Colorado GOP joins Trump. I just love how they put Trump in raising the specter of voter fraud in Colorado. Okay, here's how they lead it off. This is just hilarious. Listen to this. This is how you frame something to make it negative in front. Colorado's Republican Party has joined President Trump's national efforts to cast doubts on the integrity of the upcoming election. Seizing this week on a misleading and since retracted, get that? On a misleading and since retracted local news report suggesting impropriety at the Democrat-controlled Secretary of State's office. State Republicans and even a Trump administration official have long backed Colorado's vote-by-mail system, but Trump has said repeatedly and without evidence that voting by mail amid this year's pandemic will lead to massive fraud. Hey, my gosh, Scott, I got one more, but this is reading like a commentary. This is not a news source at all. Listen to this. I am confident in our system, Republican former Secretary of State Wayne Williams told the Denver Post for an August story that detailed the entire process of creating and handling ballots. Now, I don't know if that was even before some of the recent stuff came out, but this is ridiculous. Look at how they frame this as an absolute hit job on you and the Republican Party. Am I correct?
Well, I didn't view it as a hit job on me, although it was a hit job certainly on Ken Buck.
Well, you know what I mean. I mean, you represent,
Absolutely. Well, what irritated me in my personally on this story is that they used my name in a couple ways to lend credence to what the current Secretary of State, Jenna Griswold, did. Although I was highly critical of her behavior, and they didn't include any of my critical comments, but sort of used my past history involvement as Secretary of State to imply that I was supportive or thought that what she was doing was okay. And that frustrated me deeply, shall I say.
Oh, I'll bet. I'll bet.
Yeah.
I also like, by the way, what they said about Patrick Neville. This is hilarious. House Minority Leader Patrick Neville started fundraising off the story, emailing supporters. So they go to him immediately. He's trying to raise money off this scam. It was just...
As well he should, because...
Well, he should, because he's actually right.
Yeah, because what Jenna Griswold did was utterly incompetent and irresponsible, the way she executed on this.
Okay, let's hear it start to finish. What did she do? What did she do? Give us a little history on this.
Sure. So there's a program that I actually started that, once every election cycle or so, What Colorado does is it looks at its driver, compares its driver's license database to its voting database, and people who have driver's licenses but aren't registered to vote, we invite them to register to vote with a couple caveats. Today in Colorado, you know, you can be an illegal alien and still get a driver's license. And you should know that information. There's data that talks about that. Those people should not be invited to vote.
Yeah.
Also, people who registered as non-citizens, so you can be here legally. Let's say you have a green card.
Sure.
And you can register to vote. You can run that information through the Department of Homeland Security database system and investigate it to make sure that they, in fact, are not citizens. You know, sometimes they'll register as a non-citizen and then become a citizen. We got that. But you should investigate that and research it. So you shouldn't be sending anything out to non-citizens, whether they're illegal aliens or they're here legal, but they're non-citizens. You should never do that. Other thing you should do.
But wait a minute, Scott. You're talking. You're advocating voter suppression.
Yeah, this is. I would not agree with that, obviously. But that's the accusation. Here's the other thing, though. You know, I'll be frank with you. There's a lot of people who are here legally, and they think that when they get something like this, and they don't know the rules, and when they think they get something like this, that they should register to vote. In fact, a lot of them have come from countries where you better register to vote. You don't have a choice. So they're sort of used to that. And so what she's doing is she is inviting people to break federal law and register to vote. And if those non-citizens, ones who are here legally and trying to do the right thing, do that, they can jeopardize their possibility of ever becoming a U.S. citizen. So she is basically inviting them to break the law. And then the other thing she did is she sent out lots of these invitations to register to vote to people who were dead, or who maybe I should say are dead. They're still dead. And so she invited them to
I'll check up on that to make sure they're still dead. But go ahead.
To make sure they're still dead. But we have databases, the Social Security Death Index and public health records, to make sure that you don't do that. And so by sending that information, by sending those postcards out and asking deceased people and non-citizens to register to vote, what that tells me is she's not even doing the basic database checks that are necessary to ensure that we have somewhat clean voter rolls. She's not even doing the most basic stuff.
Now, can I be nasty and political? I know you want to be nicer than me, but can I be mean? I think she's doing it on purpose, Scott. No, but can I? Do I have permission to at least be myself? I'm a mean person, Scott.
You have permission to be authentic. How's that?
Hey, thank you all. I'll run with that. Scott says I can be mean. Look, if you're not trying to police this, there can only be one reason. You don't want it policed. I'm sorry, that's pretty much, unless you are absolutely lazy or incompetent, right?
Well, I think it's a combination.
I think that's fair.
And incompetent. I think she's lazy and incompetent on this stuff. But I think the other reason she's doing it is she's trying to endear herself with progressive left in order to position herself to run for U.S. House or U.S. Senate. She has gotten more press and media attention in the New York Times than she has in Colorado newspapers. So she's not really interested, in my view. She doesn't really care about running competent, clean elections. That's not what she's there in that office for. What she's there in that office for is to greater her own glory, you know, pursue herself, her brand, and increase her name identification and position herself to be able to run for another office. I mean, she had been in that office for not more than, 6 months or so, and she was putting out polls saying she was the best contender for U.S. Senate. I mean, like right after she got elected. So I don't think she really cares about running a good election. I think she does care about trying to position herself with a progressive left to run for office in the future.
Well, Scott, let me ask a question about these mail-in votes.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Look, I know it's been handled well in the past, and everybody keeps running this out there. Well, Colorado system, there haven't been problems, and it's been accurate and all this and that. Hey, I'm fine with that, but there's a problem, Scott.
Exactly.
You and Wayne were in charge. Okay?
Right.
You and Wayne were in charge. Now we got somebody who is lazy. You say lazy. I say dishonest. And I think both of us would agree on incompetent. We can meet there in the middle. But you got this person over the system, and not just her, but her people she appoints over the entire system. How should I, as a Republican activist, which I am, trust that system that's worked well in the past will continue working well in the future.
I don't think she can be trusted. Now, here's what I would say. The system I was the one who implemented the all-mail ballot system based on the Democrat legislation. And then so I launched that, and then we had Wayne Williams run it, and you had competent people who had subject matter expertise that knew something about elections and had a passion for running good elections in that office as Republicans, and who were vigilant and did whatever they could to make sure that the system was safe and secure so there wouldn't be vote fraud or mistake or screw-ups, okay?
Right.
So that's what you had. You had that mindset. She doesn't have that mindset anymore. And I will tell you, there are some glaring holes in Colorado's vote-by-mail system.
Yes.
There's holes that people don't want to talk about. And we need to start from an understanding that vote-by-mail, that is the system that is most prone to fraud and mistake. Impersonation, people voting ballots they shouldn't. Undue influence, you know, influencing how people should vote when they shouldn't. That's one half of the equation. The other half is when you're doing the stuff by mail, people make mistakes. They don't sign their ballot, all that stuff. And so those votes get lost because you're doing everything sort of remotely through the mail. And the U.S. Post Office, look, I mean, they're a human institution. They screw up just like everyone else does.
And not always by mistake, Scott. Not always by mistake. Well, hey, look! I'm not being a conspiracy theorist saying that there's widespread, you know, postal people cheating with that. No. It's been isolated incidences. But here's something that concerns me: every incidence goes one way, in favor of Democrats.
Yeah, I don't know if everyone goes one way, but I will tell you where my concern is. And mine's pretty similar to yours. You know, I don't like having the U.S. Postal Service Union endorsing a presidential candidate.
There you go.
And then those are the same people who are critical to the success of the vote-by-mail system. It doesn't look good. It's a conflict of interest. Shouldn't happen, to be frank. If the Postal Service is going to be delivering these mail, the mail, they need to, you know, not only do it down the middle, you know, do it fairly, but appear to do it fairly, too. And when you have those endorsements, it really sort of undermines faith and creates a lot of suspicion that when there's a mistake, it'll always go one way. Now, there's that suspicion. I had a good working relationship with the Postal Service.
Yes, you did.
And that was by design, because we all needed to make this thing work. But the current Secretary of State does not have that close relationship. She's not working closely with them to make the system work. She's not taking fraud and mistakes seriously. And what happens is over time, your system degrades, begins to fall apart. So she's sending out all these mail ballots, you know, all these requests to register to vote, dead people, non-citizens, where you're going to get some of that stuff back of people who shouldn't vote. And then they're going to be registered. And then they're automatically going to get a mail ballot. And some of them are going to vote.
Okay. Now, Scott, do me a favor here. We're going to go to break. When we come back, keep explaining that, but I also want you to do something. I want you to become a dishonest person for me.
I don't know if I can do that.
No. Just for a bit, and then you can go back to being that honest person your family loves. But I want you to be dishonest for just a moment when we come back and explain to me, if you wanted to cheat the system here in Colorado, what would you do? Because I believe it can be, I think you can get around it, especially when you have someone at the helm like we have right now. All right? So can I hold you over the break?
Absolutely.
Excellent. Okay, folks, let's take a break. We'll be right back. First, Enchanted Kitchens. Let's face it, eating out isn't much fun these days. It isn't. But eating at home, you know, that's not much fun either because you don't love your kitchen. Well, you can fix that. Just go to klzradio.com, look up kitchens, and set up a free consultation with Enchanted Kitchens. It's that easy. And they're that good at what they do. You're going to love it. Again, that's klzradio.com/kitchens or call Enchanted Kitchens at 303-376-7588.
Transform your kitchen into a place where you and your guests want to be. The design team at Enchanted Kitchens loves hearing from their clients once they start enjoying their new space. They hear all the time that people start cooking more often, spending more time in the kitchen. Your kitchen becomes the place where kids and grandkids naturally gather to chat. all of those little details, which you and the Enchanted Kitchens design team plan out so thoughtfully ahead of time. Work together to create a space that feels comfortable and inviting, so everyone gravitates toward the kitchen more often. Many clients even say they spend more time at home because they enjoy their houses more. Your kitchen becomes the place where you and your guests want to be. You have time to transform your kitchen before the holidays, but you need to begin now. Mention Rush to Reason for a free in-home design consultation. KLZradio.com/kitchens, where magic meets design.
Rates are like a roller coaster lately. Are you concerned about the future and how to protect your home? Do you want to become mortgage safe? Take AIM, Affordable Interest Mortgage. With home values still at their highest level ever, and rates at historic lows, now may be the best time to be prepared if the economy changes. Last time, many of our friends lost their home when it was unnecessary. Take AIM, 720-895-0500. Many of our clients have the ability to tap their equity should the economy change, all without having to borrow the money now. We can show you how to access your equity in these uncertain times to give you peace of mind and allow you to focus on what's important. Your family. Call Affordable Interest Mortgage at 720-895-0500. That's 720-895-0500. We are locally owned and operated since 2001. Our reputation of putting you first with straight answers and listening are unmatched in Colorado. Let us help you protect your home. Take AIM, 720-895-0500, where it's all about you.
The big game hunting season is upon us, and archery season is in full swing. Hi, this is Scott Watley with Sportsman of Colorado. Join us Saturdays from 1 to 2 p.m. We'll bring you local outfitters, experts in archery, muzzle loading, and rifle hunting, and much more. Looking for a place to hunt pheasant and waterfowl? We've got you covered. Want to book a trophy deer or elk hunt with a reliable outfitter? We can help. If you like the outdoors, you'll love Sportsman of Colorado. Sportsman of Colorado, Saturdays at 1, right here on KLZ 560.
Putting reason into your afternoon drive. This is John Rush.
And welcome back to Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560. We are speaking with Scott Gessler, former Colorado Secretary of State. Scott, I'll be honest, I've known you and known about you for many years. You just happen to be one of the most honest people in the state. So I know I'm asking
that's
you.
That's kind of you.
Well, it's true, though. It really is. Look, even on the Republican side of the House, there were some people I've dealt with who haven't been very classy. You know, I always try to be nice, but there are people who, you know, most were great, though. Most were great. You were one of the class acts. But I just want to give you one piece of history on myself. One thing I did is I managed casinos for a number of years. And when I did that, one of the things I had to do was catch thieves. And to do that, I would think like a thief. If I were a thief, if I were motivated to come in here and steal money, either as a customer or as an employee, I would go through these steps. Bang, 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 bang. This is how I would do it. This is why I, quite honestly, became very good, and I marched a lot of people out of there in cuffs, because I was very good at knowing how they would do it, and I was ready for them when they did. So I was wondering if you could kind of tell me, how would somebody try to commit voter fraud here in Colorado with somebody at the helm who, let's face it, is just not as on it as you were, if they were, say, working in with the post office or working with, and yeah, I know these postal people, almost all of them are very honest, but if they wanted to, how would they do it? Or if they wanted to and they were somebody else?
So I'll tell you a few ways that people could work the system dishonestly.
Okay.
One, ballot harvesting. Colorado, you're only supposed to be able to turn in 10 ballots from other people. There's no enforcement of that whatsoever.
By the way, you run on, isn't that an awful lot? I wish it wasn't 10. That seems crazy to me.
10's a bit high, but it's 10. But there's absolutely no enforcement. I mean, someone could collect 100 ballots. In fact, I think that congresswoman out of Minnesota, her husband was found with 300 ballots in his car. And the real problem with ballot harvesting is improper influence. So I'm going to tell you the problem, and I'm going to tell you the solution, too. So if people are listening here, they should call their local clerk and recorder and make sure the clerk and recorder is doing the right thing to follow up on it. So ballot harvesting is one, and it's improper influence. And the worst, the most dangerous part, are nursing homes. nursing homes and retirement centers, where elderly people are sometimes infirm. They've lost some of their mental acuity and whatnot, and they can be very easily influenced to vote one way or another. And so there's problems if someone goes in there from a campaign to, be nice and collect ballots, but they're really helping people fill out their ballots at the end of the day. How do you solve that? The clerk and recorder should be sending, the clerk and recorder, ironically, is the one who should be doing the sort of ballot collection themselves.
Right.
By going in there and sending a bipartisan team of election judges to go to the nursing homes to assist people and collect ballots. Because when it's a bipartisan team, then you're not going to have that cheating. So that's one way, ballot harvesting, and a way to at least mitigate the problem.
Now, but that's not part of the law. That is simply a good safeguard that you would recommend we put in.
That's a good safeguard that I would recommend. And I know some counties have done it. Denver, actually, for years, did a pretty good job at it.
Now, if somebody were to press our current Secretary of State on this and say, hey, would you be in favor to make sure there's no, let's face it, voter hanky-panky here going on, would you be in favor of requiring that one person from each party accompany anybody who brings in a batch of ballots?
If we require one person from each party, so you can't do that yet because the law doesn't quite allow it. But what you would want to do is require clerks and recorders, or a law to require clerks and recorders to send bipartisan teams to all the nursing homes they have in their county or their district.
Oh, I see. Okay. I was one step on. I get it.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So that's what I would do. And then the other thing you should do, and this is very, very hard and be very expensive, but, with all of these drop boxes, to videotape to make sure that you don't have the same person coming back again and again. So you'd have to videotape and look at it. So that'd be a very hard system. But also, people who drop off ballots at the clerk and recorder's office, have them sign in and record their name so that they don't come back and do it again and again.
Scott, I think you should do both of those. And I don't care about the cost.
Well, clerks and recorders save a heck of a lot of money doing an all-mail ballot election. So there may be available money to do that. So that's one thing. Here's the second thing. And this, if I tell you on this radio show, half the election officials in the state are going to freak out. So I don't know if I should tell you.
Okay.
But I'll tell you.
No, I like freaking people out. I get off on that. Go ahead.
Here it is. In Colorado, you don't have to sign your ballot.
What?
You don't have to sign it. You don't have to sign it. If you put a mark on your ballot and have someone witness it, put a witness signature down, it will count. So here's the real danger with sloppy voter rolls.
Well, for crying out loud, then anybody could play witness to any vote and put in whatever candidate they want.
And put a mark on the ballot and use a phony name to witness it, because that name's not checked. Send them in. And that's the problem when you have really sloppy voter rolls, which is what our current Secretary of State is apparently creating. So that's a problem right there.
Now, what do you mean by really sloppy voter rolls?
Dead people on the voter rolls.
Okay.
Citizens on the voter rolls.
Illegal.
That type of stuff. So when I say slop on the voter rolls, I mean names that are not associated with a real live voter. That's the slop that I'm referring to.
Okay. Going forward, for our listeners, what can they do? First of all, how can they contact you if they want to get in touch with you and just say, hey, Scott, you're smart. We like you.
My email is scott@scottgessler.com. So people are always welcome to reach out to me. Reach out to your clerk and recorder. And so there's two things you should ask. Are you sending bipartisan teams to nursing homes? The other thing, this mark problem I told you about, here's how you solve that. First of all, clerks and recorders should track it. Is this a problem? Is it growing? How big or small is it? We don't know as a state. We just don't know. We don't track it. So you need to track it. And then if you all of a sudden get a whole bunch of marks coming from a single apartment complex, that's a big flashing red light that maybe there's some fraud going on there. So first of all, you need to track it. In my world, what I would like to see happen is every ballot that comes in with a mark on it and a witness signature, because people do this. I mean, if you're parent is elderly and can no longer sign or something, and you witness their mark, I mean, that's why we have it. It's perfectly valid. But what they should do, the election officials, is call those people, reach out to them. Hey, just want to make sure this was you. Everything okay? Yep, that was me. I had my son or daughter or friend witness my signature because I couldn't sign anymore.
Okay.
That's what they should do. So that's the solution. That would stop that potential fraud dead in its tracks.
All right.
And the nursing home will really limit that improper influence for sort of vulnerable populations there.
All right, Scott Gessler, Colorado Secretary of State, former Colorado Secretary of State. Right now, I wish you were current Colorado Secretary of State because, look, man, I would just know everything would be honest and I'd have a lot more confidence because right now, going forward, I do not. And I'm sorry to be mean. It's just that I just don't have confidence. But anyway, thank you so much for joining us, Scott. You're welcome back anytime. And just have a great day.
Thanks so much for having me on.
You bet, Scott. Take care. All right, folks, we're going to take a break. When we come back, we're going to talk to Susan Koshevar. We're going to talk about movie theaters because they are in trouble. And Susan and I know a lot about these, so I'm pretty excited about that. But first, Purefoy Chevrolet. Here's a true story. My wife and I spent hours shopping for car deals on the internet. We really did, just hours and hours. But we should have just saved our time. Because when we went to Purefoy, we had the best car buying experience of our lives, and we got a deal topping anything we found online. You can too. Call Purefoy Chevrolet at 303-659-8311 or go to purefoychevrolet.com.
Hi, I'm Rolly Purefoy. You know, being in business for 6 decades in any business is a tough thing to do, especially in today's highly complex and competitive world. As a small business, we certainly have experienced many trying times when there was no clear answer or path to take for survival. The COVID-19 virus for all of us has been the ultimate business disruptor, but once again, we've managed to keep on keeping on, and we are there to serve our many tried and true customers that have depended on us to always be there. We aren't and never will be a big high-flying dealership, but one with honesty and integrity and a culture of doing things right. We appreciate all our customers, many of which have come long distances to do business with us. We are proud of who we are and what we do. Purefoy proud. We certainly need and would appreciate a chance to earn your business, whether it would be for parts or service or if you're in the market for a new or used vehicle. We'd love to be your Chevy dealer. Find us today at purefoychevrolet.com and find new roads.
As people move toward the last phase of their lives, retirement, they're faced with many decisions, most of which are financial. For some, that can be filled with anxiety and uncertainty. I'm Al Smith, owner of Golden Eagle Financial, and I've been guiding people for many years as they prepare for or make that transition. I will listen very patiently about what you want your retirement to look like before I make any recommendations. In addition to creating the financial elements of a sound retirement plan, I'll share what I've learned from my clients about what they've done to make their final years fulfilling. It involves finding your purpose in retirement. For many, that may include giving back and helping those who need it. Arrange a free consultation with me, Al Smith of Golden Eagle Financial, now at klzradio.com/money.
Advisory services offered through Foundations Investment Advisors, an SEC-registered investment advisor.
Barber's Foods has been feeding Colorado families the highest quality protein since 1949, sourced from farm, ranch, and fishing families that they know personally. In September and October, Barber's Foods is proud to offer your family wild-caught Alaskan sockeye fillets, caught by their own fishermen who personally catch the salmon in the Bristol Bay of Alaska in a boat that they own and operate. Go to barbersfoods.com to pre-order your Alaskan salmon fillets. And while you're there, check out the Morgan Ranch Wagyu, Colorado-sourced USDA choice beef and bison, Beeler's non-GMO gestation, crate-free Duroc pork, and Pittman Farms family air-chilled chicken products. Stock up now and save 5% off your entire order with the code SAVE5. You care where your food comes from. So buy your proteins from Barber's Foods, 100% Colorado native owned. Barbersfoods.com.
The Mike Gallagher Show.
He's your happy conservative warrior.
Governor Cuomo didn't intentionally send elderly people to their deaths. He didn't know any better. While Governor DeSantis in Florida had a mandate that nursing homes cannot take COVID-19 patients, well, he got that right. Nobody's trying to kill anybody here, including the president.
Breaking news and what to make of it.
Don't miss the next Mike Gallagher Show.
Mike Gallagher, weekday mornings at 8 on KLZ 560. Stay up to date with Rush to Reason after the show on Twitter at Rush to Reason and on Facebook.com/Rush to Reason.
And welcome back to Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560. I am your vice host, Andy Pate, filling in for your host, John Rush, who's taking a well-deserved day off. John will be back tomorrow, so never fear. And on the line, we have Susan Koshevar of the 88 Drive-In. Susan, how you doing?
Pretty good, Andy. How are you?
Pretty good. I got to ask you, is it Koshevar or Koshevar? I've always said Shevar.
Koshevar.
Oh, I'm wrong. I have been insulting you. There are some countries around the world where you'd have to kill me.
Yeah, it's pretty serious in some areas.
Thanks for not doing that. I really appreciate you being all American and everything and being very tolerant. Okay, Susan Koshevar, let's talk about movie theaters. My gosh, it is a disaster right now at the theaters.
Yeah, it's really a disaster. I've been on some industry phone calls all week long, and they are very somber. If things don't open up immediately, especially New York, most of the indoors are not going to make it.
Now, what do you mean you've been on these calls? Are you talking with suppliers or with other movie theater companies or who?
With the Theater Association.
Oh, gotcha.
National Association of Theater Owners. And
right.
Pretty somber meetings.
Yeah, we've those NATO meetings, you know, I've been on those. Those NATO calls used to be fun.
Yeah.
Not so much.
I don't think I've ever seen longer faces. Part of the problem is so much of the market is closed that the movie studios are not going to release their movies, and they just keep pushing them back. And, you know, we're pushed back into 2021 now. And even those that are open, the capacities are so far reduced that it's not really worth opening. You're not even breaking even or just paying, you know, paying the bills or anything. They're going backward faster. So it's pretty dire.
Well, Susan, you and I both know, because for those who don't know, I managed theaters for about 7 years. And when we heard that they were going to say, okay, you can open up, but at 50% and nobody can touch this, they can't touch that, and you've got to wear masks while you're in there unless you're eating and so forth, you had to know as well as I do, hey, why don't you just take all theaters out into the back alley and commit an execution? Okay, because you're killing them.
Yeah, it's not going to work that way.
No, people are going to a movie theater by definition to have fun. How on earth is that fun when you have to go under those circumstances?
Oh, you know, you're treated like another little number, and you have to, you know, follow all these little edicts and walk this way. And not only that, they can't serve most of their snacks. You have to, you should wait in line, and there's so few people in the theater. And now, you know, and as it stands now, in the indoors, you can only watch retro movies. And that doesn't play as well there as it does for a drive-in theater. So
right.
They are just being slaughtered.
Oh, yeah, they're being slaughtered. And I just got furious because I was sitting back watching this happen. And I was watching all these politicians, Susan. I was watching them say, this is how we'll have them open partway and ease into it. And I'm thinking, you're out of your mind. You're out of your mind.
Yeah.
First of all, what Hollywood company is going to want to provide any kind of good product in that environment? Right? I mean, why are you going to want to provide a hot movie into an environment where you can only have half seating? First of all, that's crazy. That's insane. And secondly, here's the worst thing. When you tell people you got to have masks, you got to be this distance, you got to do all this stuff, you are reminding them of how paranoid they are everywhere else they go in society. And you can't have millions of paranoid, healthy people comprise your clientele.
Yeah, it just doesn't work. And then those who understand that this is not what it's being portrayed to be don't want to go because, you know, all the fun's taken out of it, and the masks aren't healthy for people to wear. So,
no, they aren't.
You know, who wants to go into that kind of environment? I know there's lots of places I avoid. I can't go to my yoga classes. It's hot yoga, and I'm not going to wear a mask
Okay, well, hot yoga. Back up. I have to know what that is. Hot yoga. That sounds. Yeah, Charlie's in there smiling. Okay, all I know is whatever hot yoga is, I don't want to go to it with Charlie. But go ahead and explain what is hot yoga.
Well, it's just a standard yoga class with some pretty high humidity. I think it's about 90 degrees in there.
Oh, man.
You know, I didn't think I'd be able to tolerate it at first, but once I started, I absolutely loved it. And now I haven't been able to go since March, and I'm mad as a hornet about it. I want my life back.
Well, you know, outside of hot yoga, where people actually are going there for the sweat, right? I get that. You and I both know that in a theater setting, even though yours is outdoors, you know what it's like to run an indoor theater. You and I both know that if the temperature is a little too low, a few degrees too low or too high, your sales drop. If people are in any way less comfortable in the theater than they would be outside the theater, your sales drop. And they don't drop a little, they drop substantially.
Yeah, and so many people just don't understand. I think especially politicians, and they're like, oh, well, we'll allow them, 25 or 50%. Well, they can't make it. The overhead is already too high. The cost of either heating those theaters or cooling them alone, not to mention what it costs to run the projectors and all the equipment and staff and all the other things, the property taxes, all the things that you have to pay, you cannot make it. You know, the profit is not that high for any business. And clearly, these politicians have never run a lemonade stand, or they'd know that.
Well, they certainly haven't run a theater, because they don't seem to understand that if you've got a big movie, if it's a big one, right, Star Wars 20 or whatever, comes out, the 90% in the first 2 weeks of that ticket is going to Hollywood. And then you're having to pay taxes on your sales. It's ridiculous. You only make money on the food. Well, guess what? That's why you're charging so much for the food. And people are only going to spend that much money for food if they are what? Happy. Unhappy. Or even less happy, less comfortable people spend a lot less money.
It's true. And those movie studios, all the people that you see in the credits, and then some more, have to be paid.
They do.
Which is one of the reasons why we pay so much in box office for those features. And right now, the studios will not release their pictures because they can't even make their money back in the current market. You know, they're waiting for the big cities like New York and L.A., places like that, to open. And Cuomo is not budging at all. He's allowed other things to open, but not indoors. And what he doesn't, and most people don't understand this, when you're inside a movie theater, these people really care about, like you just mentioned, the conditions that you're sitting in watching the movie. And the air is recirculated a certain amount of time,
right,
and it's filtered, and people just don't understand that. You're very safe there.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. And another thing people don't seem to understand is, even once we open the theaters full, because we have created a paranoid bunch of healthy people as our clientele, it's going to take a couple weeks for them to loosen up, and only loosened up people are going to spend the kind of money you need them to spend for the theater to stay in business.
That's right, yeah. Even I see people who come in and they will only crack their window, 2 inches to pay, and they stay in their car the entire time.
That's
nuts. That's fine, but that's not how we can't stay afloat that way. We need people to purchase things from our snack bar.
Susan, they are operating within Polis's Colorado. That's what's really going on. Kevin, as we call him here, Kevin Polis, has created an entire clientele base out there of paranoid healthy people. Folks, you're healthy. My goodness, you're healthy. When you look at the percentages of people who actually die from this thing, even if they catch it, it's just virtually nil. We still don't have a single case. What is it? 0 to 9 or 0 to 19? I forget what it is. In the entire state of Colorado, of one death.
Yes. When they quote that 210,000 deaths in the United States,
yeah,
they don't tell you that only, I think it's like a little over 9,000 of them were people that were even under 70 years old. Almost all of them were 70 and older and had very serious underlying conditions. That's, it's very sad, but it's a fact of life. When we age, we eventually pass on. And that's the way it is, you know, for everybody. So these people would have passed anyway from a cold or a flu. Well, I know when my mom was in a facility for dementia 2 years ago and I had the flu really bad, I was in bed for about a week with the flu. I couldn't go see her because I would make everyone sick.
Right.
We know this. Well, it's no different.
Well, let me jump in here, Susan, because we got to remember the average age of a COVID death in America is roughly the same age as the average lifespan in America.
Yes.
Okay, we are treating this like a plague. The plague wiped out a third of Europe. This, even by expanding all the numbers and calling everything with COVID attached a COVID death, even by doing that, this has killed far less than 0.1% of Americans, but we've shut everything down. We're treating it like a plague that wiped out a third of Europe. It's crazy.
And that plague was not a virus. That was something that now we have better science we could have prevented.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay, I tell you what, can I hold you over the break?
Sure.
Okay, because when we come back, Susan, I want to get into, before we even get into what's going on with Regal and AMC and so forth and the product, I want to get into some of the logistics and help people understand why at half or even two-thirds or three-quarters, they cannot make money with the seating in these theaters. They can't do it.
Right.
All right, so let's talk about that when we come back on Rush to Reason here at KLZ 560.
Paul Leuenberger with American National Insurance offers a rebate program unlike any other. Every year that you don't file a claim, you get a certain percentage of your money back. Just one example of how Paul Leuenberger, the personal insurance agent of John Rush, keeps your rates so low. He rewards his customers for their diligence and responsibility. Paul can also help you strategize about when to file a claim and when to pay out of pocket so you save more money in the long run. You don't want to shop online for insurance because you have no idea what you're buying. You need Paul Leuenberger with American National, the no surprises insurance agent. Call 303-662-0789. That's 303-662-0789. And ask Paul Leuenberger with American National Insurance for details about his unique rebate program for home and auto insurance. Talk to somebody with the expertise to advise you so you get the coverage you expect.
All right, Extreme Auto Repair. Guys, it's fall. It's time to get new tires. Call Extreme Auto at 303-841-1071. Mention Rush to Reason and get Cooper tires at cost. But starting a week from today, they'll add $70 off onto that. So plan ahead. Get ready for the winter. 303-841-1071 or go to extremeautorepair.com.
Mistakes happen. Auto repair shops prove their mettle when something goes wrong. The team at Extreme Auto Repair in Parker recognizes that mistakes happen. They're committed to doing what they say, even when that means replacing a failed part for free or honoring the original price they quoted a customer despite unexpected issues. They hear all the time from their loyal customers that's what keeps them coming back because of how the entire team responds when something goes wrong. The techs at Extreme Auto level with you, following through to fix the problem. They don't just replace parts, they repair vehicles. It's that same degree of integrity that keeps their employees around long-term, too. The average Extreme Auto technician has 16-plus years of experience, and they stick around because they share the same commitment when something goes wrong. We do what we say. No arguments, no excuses. Just apologize and work to make it right. KLZradio.com/extreme, promises kept.
Between the high home values and low interest rates of today's market, you want to call Bruce Simmons now about refinancing your reverse mortgage. Your home value has increased since you first took out your loan. By refinancing at today's low interest rates, you could pull more money out of your home without increasing your loan balance. Convert an even larger portion of the value of your home into tax-free money that you may use however you wish. Plus, as long as you continue to pay your taxes and insurance, you will never need to worry about making a mortgage payment as long as you live in the home. KLZ's reverse mortgage professor, Bruce Simmons, makes a potentially confusing loan program easy to understand. Right now, Bruce can even walk you through the numbers virtually, line by line, from your home computer. Visit klzradio.com/reverse and ask Bruce to run the numbers for you. Find out how much you could benefit from refinancing your reverse mortgage.
Now is the time to zero in on your target audience. So many businesses spread themselves too thin by trying to reach an enormous pool of customers. John Rush can help you define your niche, trimming the fat so you can maximize your profits. Not just surviving the shutdowns, but actually beating out your competition with smarter business strategies. You've done a good job staying afloat. Now it's time to hone in on your most profitable customers. Reach John now at RushToReason.com.
The American founders consistently talked about the importance of a moral people and a moral society. What does that mean, and should morality be legislated? Kim Munson here. Friday, millennial author Alan Thomas and I will have a conversation about this foundational question. Casper Stockham, candidate for CD7, shares his journey from Black Democrat to conservative Republican. Mortgage specialist Lauren Levy and award-winning realtor Karen Levine update us on their markets and share their perspectives on the 2020 election. All this Friday, 6 to 7 a.m., 1 to 2 p.m., and 10 to 11 p.m., right here on KLZ 560.
With every crisis, there is opportunity. Buying or selling your business? Kim Munson recommends Chris Cantwell with Transworld Business Advisors. Find Chris Cantwell at KimMunson.com. That's M-O-N-S-O-N.
John Rush here. Join me this Saturday for Drive Radio. We'll be on remote at the Novus Auto Glass location in Colorado Springs. The address, 3475 Pine Tree Square. There'll be lots of giveaways and food and fun. Come by and see us. That's Drive Radio this Saturday.
And welcome back to Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560. Andy Pate, your vice host, filling in for your host, John Rush, who's taking a day off. On the line, we have Susan Kochevar, from the 88 Drive-In. Susan, we've got a question for you, but first, before we go to Jim, I want to ask you, how can people see what's playing there, what kind of deals they can get on food, how to find you, and could you tell us what's up? I mean, what's playing this weekend?
Sure. Go to our Facebook page, and you can see what we're showing all month. We're showing horror movies. We have those all scheduled.
Woohoo.
We're, working on something special for the weekend of Halloween. Or you can find us at 88drivein.net.
Awesome. Okay, Jim from Byers, you are on. You have a question for Susan?
Hey, I didn't know I was going to be on with her.
You're on with both of us. It's all good. We're all friends.
Well, you know, I want to say something, and you know, may or may not like it, but I tell the things the way I see things. And, you know, the movie industry is causing its own problems, you know, and I don't know the politics of the movie theaters, but Hollywood, those people they're so left-wing, left socialist, you know, and if those people never sold another movie and every one of them had to go out and look for another job, I really wouldn't care. I mean, does the people suffer? The people absolutely do suffer, but at the same time, these people, you know, instead of speaking out against the left-wing Democrats and socialists in this country, they just continue to want to blame Donald Trump for all the misery of what's going on because of this COVID thing.
No, Jim, you make a good point, and we're seeing the same thing in the sports leagues, aren't we? When you tell half your clientele we don't like you because of how you vote, at that point, you are shoving politics into something that's supposed to be entertainment. And you're right. It does bring down the interest in your product. We on the right are generally pretty willing to put up with things. Just don't preach at us. Don't shove it at us. Does that sound about right, Susan?
Yeah, I think actually Jim makes a really good point. We have seen a lot of that coming out of Hollywood, and those folks couldn't run a lemonade stand. They do not understand the theatrical release portion of their business. They don't understand what it takes to run a theater, let alone a big chain of theaters. So, you know, and there are a certain amount of people in Hollywood who don't agree, but they are afraid of being blackballed, which is a problem I think we see everywhere, even in businesses, even
You're
here
right.
in Colorado. When the governor and the health departments come out with all these edicts and everybody says, no, don't shut down your business. Well, the businesses are afraid because they use that business licensure to come and close you. And I think that most people in Hollywood are silent because of that, too. And the silence is a problem. It really is.
Yeah,
Andy, let me ask you a question. You say you used to be a lefty at one time.
Yep.
So at what point in time are these lefties in Hollywood going to wake up and go, you know, we're basically cutting our own throats. We're destroying our own industry because of our politics.
Oh, Susan and I will give you the same answer when they lose a lot of money. And we're seeing it with the NBA right now. I'm going to talk about it in the next hour, but the NBA is saying they're stripping virtually all the social justice marketing from their product in 2021. Mm-hmm. Same reason. And, you know, I think it's not just that they need to see those movies not performing as well. They need to see some of these conservative movies performing very well. And I think we're going to be seeing that. Sound good?
Right.
Exactly.
All right.
Yeah, hey, like Dinesh D'Souza has a movie out.
Exactly. And hey, Jim, thanks so much. I'm going to let Susan close up here. Susan, really quick here, I was going to get into why people, because some people say, hey, just put that movie in two houses and then you can spread people out. Well, okay. But Hollywood has an expectation of how many movies they're going to put out over a course of time. If you do that, there aren't enough screens and it's too expensive per theater. And you're not making the money, am I right?
Yeah, if they put it out over all the theaters, it just spreads it all out too much. It's for sure. There's a whole lot that goes into what actually, you know, turns a profit and how it all works. And I would do things differently if I were a movie studio in terms of the way I release things because I see it from my side. But, you know.
They've got their side, we got ours. It's always a tussle, by the way. People, you don't know that, but we running the theaters go through a lot with the producers of these movies and those companies because we have different things in mind. Well, really quick, before we forget, what's happening with Regal and AMC?
Well, they're teetering on the edge of bankruptcy.
Yep.
And when I was on the industry call this week, a big portion of the theaters are asking for seminars on bankruptcy. It is just extremely bleak. And if things don't get open very, very shortly, you know, there won't be any theaters left. And the theatrical releases bring in the bulk of the money for the movie studios more than streaming.
Right. Oh, absolutely. So because of those
problem.
Big tickets. Hey, you only got just under a minute left. Let me ask you this. Going forward, because Regal's closing all their American places, AMC is teetering on default. If they close down, after COVID goes away or pipes down, does somebody else come in, buy them up, and start up again?
Well, that's kind of you know, something I've been thinking about because you have, you know, big studios and places, you know, Disney and others, and we've just had something called the Paramount Decree ripped off, which means that movie studios can now own theaters. So they may come in, sweep in, and buy those big theater chains. That, you know, that's something that we may see from small guys, little independent guys like me. We want to see these big chains open because then the product will be released and it's better for all of us.
All right.
We need that. We need all the markets open.
I agree. Thank you so much, Susan. And once again, good luck with the 88 Drive-In. And people, get out there, check out our website this weekend. All right, Susan?
Thanks, Andy.
You bet. Take care. You're welcome back anytime, folks. That's the end of hour number two. In hour number three, we're going to be talking to William Jean and Mark Smith, author of The Vast Right-Wing Conspiracy. You're not going to want to miss it here on Rush to Reason at KLZ 560.